basted with black pepper and then seared to order over a veal marrow demi-glaze sauce made with red wine and shallots and garlic and cognac and thyme and a few other Greek secret ingredients. It's called the pepperloin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Graded and sold, that has to be the top 2% of any meat sold to a restaurant in this country. Throughout the month of July, offering a 10% discount off your entire dinner tab for all firefighters, police officers, first responders, EMT, and all active and retired military. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, just around the corner. The third and final hour of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion. Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Lester Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Do you suffer from airport boredom, flight delay syndrome, or are you that person who does what they're supposed to do and checks in 2 hours early only to sit in some dirty chair for what seems like a lifetime? Suffer no more, because in Terminal 2, you have Wingtips, an upscale lounge with all-inclusive drinks, food, and ultimate comfort. If you have work to do, you'll feel like a CEO getting ready for your private plane. That's Wingtips Lounge. And mention you heard this on 590 and get a discount on a single-day pass.
Business travelers in the St. Louis area, listen up. Stop complaining about the amount of time you must spend in the airport. Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2, can remedy your entire travel experience. In lounge restrooms, speedy Wi-Fi, a complimentary offering of food and drinks, and a Fortune 100-style conference room can eliminate the words traveling gets old from your vocabulary. Come on in for a single visit or receive great discounts on personalized memberships. Your travel lounge awaits.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
We love our diehard barbecue enthusiasts. Any season, weather doesn't matter, they're barbecuing. But that's not for everyone. Summer in St. Louis can be hot and sometimes uncomfortable, but don't let that ruin the opportunity to have a great party. Let the Corner Butcher bring the barbecue to you. We cater to any size gathering, and the fact that we have our own butcher shop allows us to have a variety of offerings. Salads, appetizers, beef, pork, chicken, or desserts. At the Corner Butcher, we can do it all. We work hard to make your event a reflection of you without the hassle and stress of doing it all yourself. Check us out at thecornerbutcher.com. The Corner Butcher, proud to be your neighborhood shop.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
soft glow of electric sex.
I've never know about the soft glow.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 5th, 5th of July, the day after the, like that morning show we have the morning after, this is the day after, the big holiday, which actually is like a 10-day long holiday because some people started it last Friday or Saturday and they're taking it to this coming Friday or Saturday. Good for them. Good for you if you're one of them. We're brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. By the low overhead way. Thank you. You know where they are. In case you don't, we'll tell you. Before we do that, we have to do this.
Hey!
You say, who runs that control board? He's not that good. Well, now, easy. He's getting better, and he's pretty good, and eventually he'll be great. You got to keep in mind that for 19 years, he was in Great Britain, where they don't know how to run control boards over there. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. Yes, he's the one and only Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I didn't get to say it yesterday, so I'll say it today. Happy birthday, America.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say it yesterday?
Because we weren't here yesterday.
You could have still said it.
I did, but I didn't say it in the studio.
Nobody heard it.
So. Yeah, right.
You know, this next guy, we never know where he's going to be. He's a guy who's on the road. He just wake up one morning and go, I think I'm going to go north. Or maybe I'll be westbound or southbound. Or maybe... He'll be coming along in a minute to give us a suggestion about where to go and what to see. His name is Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
In the glass box, the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And a great big old happy birthday to our Seventh Planet Band drummer, James Brown. It's his birthday today.
Man.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead. I thought he died.
No, James he's not Brown. Dead. He's...
Is this the I Feel Good?
Oh, yeah.
Is that this guy?
Yeah.
Same guy?
Wow. James Brown, he's playing with us Saturday night.
Yep. Still alive. Okay. Tim Woodburn is our newsman. But if I just said that and then that was the end of it, I would be eliminating more than 50% of his career because he does something else. He does more of that than he does of this. He's a private investigator, and I'm guessing a pretty good one. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. When you need to know the truth, folks, call a private investigator. If you want to know what your lover's really doing when you're not around, if you're thinking about going into business with somebody new, you started dating somebody new, or maybe you want to see what your kids are doing while they're with your ex, email me for a free consultation, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy's over there eating something. It's red, white, and blue. What is that?
Cheese.
Oh, you know what I bet it's like? You know that port wine cheese where it's like real pretty colors? Not too bad. I bet that's pretty good, Rat Boy. I'm sure he'll give us some, any moment now, as soon as we get off the air. I You know, I can't help but I want that Molly B polka on the RFD channel. I enjoy it, but all I keep doing is comparing it to the polka music of these guys. And you can't do that because these guys are the best. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You really like that Molly B, don't you? You mentioned her quite a few times.
She's cute. Have you seen her?
Oh, yeah, I've seen her.
She's very cute, Bill. You need to make a road trip to wherever Molly B, the Molly B polka thing is going. You need to meet her. What if you
wouldn't that be something?
Connected with her and you end up traveling with her polka show?
Why not?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Why not? We're brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. There's not a person who's AM and the PM who doesn't know that name and that dealership. Unless you became AM of the PM today, that's possible. Think about it. Somebody just moved to St. Louis, got transferred. Well, Jim, we're transferring you to St. Louis. Well, boss, I don't know anything about. Shut up, Jim. You're going to St. Louis. If you're a company man, you'll just pack your bags and go.
What's Jim's last name?
Lickenstocker.
Lickenstocker.
Jim Lickenstocker. Oh. And so Jim moves to St. Louis.
Where'd he come from?
He came from Abilene, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And he didn't know anybody. He turns on the radio, and FM is the same goofy crowd. Good morning, everybody. We have some DJs. So he goes to the AM dial, and he finds this show. He finds this show, and he likes it. So he is, as of today, AM and the PM. Now, he doesn't yet know, one of the few people listening doesn't know, Johnny Londoff. So I'll just talk directly to Jim Lickenstocker from Abilene, Texas, who just moved here. Jim, you've come to a really nice place to raise kids. St. Louis is a good town. Enjoy toasted ravioli. You're going to love that. I know right now you don't know what I'm talking about. Ravioli? That's toasted? It is here. Okay? And here's the other thing you're going to discover. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now, Jim, I don't know how old your car is. I don't know if you're in the market for a car, but if you are, head north, North County, Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Okay, 24/7 at Londoff.com. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
I just set Jim on the right track.
Yeah. He never told us what Jim did for work, though.
He's a supervisor at a tool and die company.
Wow.
See? Thought I made him up, didn't you? Well, Bill Cleveland, as we said, is in the room, and he's brought to you by Window World. That's the other thing, Jim. You need windows for that house. You moved in that house, you love it, but the windows are old. Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com, and you'll understand why it's the number one selling window, replacement window in the United States. Give it up for Bill Cleveland.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you again.
They're still. They're always here for you.
Well, I had them over for 4th of July yesterday.
You did?
Bill, the barbecue.
Hold up, Bill. They're still coming in.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Well, first, I would like to say hello. I had a.
Hello, Bill.
Not to
no,
you.
No, not.
Not saying hello to you. But hello. Hello.
Not to us.
I saw a friend of mine I have not seen in 20 years from high school, came through town today.
Male or female?
Female. She's married. She was with her family. They were coming through.
You can bust that
Frank,
up.
They were in an RV and driving across America, and thought about you today. And I know you're going to be doing some RV driving pretty soon, but I thought it was pretty interesting. We had lunch at Cracker Barrel, one of our favorite places.
Tell you, I mean, how did you reconnect?
They said they were coming through St. Louis and asked if I would like to meet up and say hello and catch up. I said, absolutely. So we went and met, and they're driving across America, which I love. That's, you know, obviously what I talk about.
They know what you do, the travel thing? Are they aware of that?
Oh, they think I sell insurance.
Okay. No.
yes, of course.
Did you actually go to Cracker Barrel?
We did, yes.
Yes.
And did you know, free plug, I suppose, but did you know if you have an RV, you can actually park in the Cracker Barrel parking lot? Like, you can stay overnight in a Cracker Barrel if you ask, you get permission from a store manager.
That
you can
doesn't surprise me at all,
which I thought was kind of nice. But I had to mention this to you because I know we all in this room at least don't like politically correct things. So they were telling me this story about how I think maybe not even 6 months ago, the RV that they had previously caught on fire. They took it into a service station.
I hate it when that happens.
And, you know, they were doing some maintenance on it and things like that. And they get this call and they said that, you know, they were telling them the news. But instead of saying that their RV caught on fire, this is the term that they used. The service people told them there was a thermal event.
A thermal event.
Which, hello, is a fire. Hello to those
thermal
folks.
I thought I would. Hey, how come my RV's black and charred looking? It wasn't black before. It was silver. Well, there was a thermal event.
Before the show, Dan had a thermal event in the bathroom.
Yeah. Poor Dan. Just a little quick segment here today because I was thinking about the idiot woman yesterday who was trying to climb the Statue of Liberty. Did we all see this?
Oh, yeah.
Was arrested. So just a few interesting fun facts I thought about the Statue
of Liberty.
On America's
birthday.
Just after America's birthday.
Inappropriate.
See, this is how you know that limestone here is truly an American. Forget that voice. He's American because he bristled at that just now. He didn't like that. And do people like this, Bill, or anybody, do they actually think that by doing these things they're going to change people's minds about anything? No. They're not.
I don't know. I think in their head they do think they're going to change people.
Oh, I think they think
they're going to make the world a better place by climbing 30
foot. Yeah, wasn't she a protester? Is that right?
Yeah. That's real good, Dan.
That's following along. The Statue of Liberty. How many feet do you think the Statue of Liberty
two.
Is?
She has
what?
2 feet.
No, no. She does have 2 feet. Wait till I tell you the size of her feet in a few seconds here. 305 feet tall.
That's what I was going to say.
Pretty tall.
Not as tall as the arch. It's 365.
Right. No, the arch is the tallest.
No, it's 635. I'm sorry.
I think it's 630.
The arch is almost twice as tall.
Her dress goes all the way down to the ground, so she could be like Eileen. One arm, one leg. You don't know because you can't see her feet under the dress. So
the arch is actually the tallest federal monument in the United States.
Thank you, Dan.
That's your way to go, Dan.
Oh, my goodness.
What does anybody ever notice thing? We used to have a thing of thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Oh, yeah, sure. I got that. No problem.
You learn where that is.
Say it again, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Bingo, Dan.
Yeah, 635. So it actually is all
630.
Wow.
630.
Almost twice as tall as the Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. We forget that.
Yeah. 25 windows in the crown of the Statue of Liberty. 154 steps from the pedestal, I should say, to the head. She has a 35-foot waistline. So if you'd like your women a little
bit longer.
Rosie O'Donnell.
We're at 35 feet wide. Now, sandal size. Her sandal size. She has 25-foot-long feet. Which, if you had to break that down into a woman's size shoe, it would be 879. That's how big her feet are.
Wow. You know what they say about women with big feet?
Yep, feet, big angina. Well, angina is a heart term. Big feet, big arteries, because you need to pump a lot of blood to move those feet.
I thought you were going to say big feet, big
vagina.
No, Paul. Paul Harris. That's why you're not.
No, working. That was Paul Harvey.
What?
That was Harvey.
Dirty segment. Okay. And then last but not least here, maybe you knew this, maybe you didn't. They actually shipped this thing over. It wasn't all complete, obviously, but in 300 different pieces in 214 crates.
Whoa.
So it's like, you know, the original IKEA, I guess. You didn't put it together on your own.
But think about it. How else would you do it?
Right.
You couldn't move that something
that big.
Yeah,
it's pretty massive, so. Statue. I've actually never been up in the Statue of Liberty.
I've flown over it.
I would like to do that.
I never have either.
About it.
I guess that nobody can.
You know, I can't remember. Went to New York and I saw it. And I can't remember. I don't think we went out to it. I don't think so.
I would like to do that eventually. You want some more? You can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There you go. Thank you, Bill.
And thank you for clapping, Frank.
He almost made it.
Okay, every time I do that, I have to explain to the audience that I've made a mistake. I made it to the first part. I didn't applaud. Mm. And then I applauded. And I shouldn't have, so we're going to edit it out.
Radio edit.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome, everybody.
Oh, man. How is this even on the air?
I don't know.
How did this show get on the air?
Now that your segment's done, a fun fact about the Statue of Liberty that I'm sure everybody knows. But at her feet, you can actually see that she's stepping over some shackles.
Correct.
And that is to depict that she is
look at you.
Walking over oppression. She's breaking. Well, she's
breaking out of shackles.
Yeah, breaking out of shackles.
Wow. Way to go, Limestone.
Thank you.
For anybody who thinks he's not really American, you showed them. You just showed them.
And did you know the arch is the tallest federal monument in the
U.S.? Yeah, you said that, yeah. No. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. No. We don't shoot each other. We want to.
The only thing I learned out of that last segment is Rosie O'Donnell has a 35-foot waistline. That's the only thing I learned.
He missed the good old days when he used to beat up on Rosie every day.
There she is right there. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. For a lot of good reasons, you can go to windowworldstlouis.com and find out more. Now, if you remember, Tuesday, Mike Evans did not have his notes. Do you remember this?
No, he didn't. He failed on the segment. We ended up just talking for a couple of minutes.
And he was completely lost. Yeah. For anybody who thinks that he's just spontaneous, we are. He's not. He has a rundown sheet, and he couldn't find it. So he stumbled. So when it's over, now I've had people ask me, does he really drink wine? The answer is yes, he drinks wine. And here's proof. I leave here and get in the car, and there's a text from Mike Evans. He goes, I am so embarrassed. He says, man, I'm sorry. I hope it wasn't too horrible. I didn't know when. And he goes on, he goes, oh, well, happy birthday. He meant happy 4th of July. He didn't even get that right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Now, he could say, well, I meant America. No. Mm-hmm. He just had too much wine, so he'll get a chance to make up for it today. I got a chance to say hello and thank you to Mark Craig of the Wildwood Police Department a couple of days ago. He was sitting off, backed in off the road looking for speeders, and I just pulled in and thanked him for what he does. So just want you to know, I'm not only asking you to do it, I do it too, and I do it pretty often. The Golden Knights, I did not go to any of the stuff downtown. It's just not my thing to be out yesterday when it's 100 degrees or close to it with a whole bunch of sweaty people. It's not my thing. But the Golden Knights jumped from 6,000 feet, and that's always, to me, fun to watch. Do you think anybody watches it, though, not hoping that somebody will plummet to the ground with no chute, but they say NASCAR people, they kind of want to wreck. You know, they want to crash. Without at least one crash, it's just not a real race.
Right.
Did you ever watch Skydivers and you're actually thinking, wonder if anybody's not going to make it? Not wishing it, but wondering, oh my goodness, is that going to happen? Because sometimes they take it down pretty far before that chute deploys. And you're starting to go, whoa.
Have you ever seen a video of somebody doing a halo jump?
What is that?
That is a high altitude, low opening jump. It's what the special forces people do. And I saw one on YouTube. This guy was doing like a training video. And it is...
The thing opens, and just as it opens, boom, his feet touch the ground.
Like, within maybe 10, 15 seconds, and he just, boom, right on the ground.
The answer to your question, though, is that 99% of us, the answer is yes. And that's why the term rubbernecking takes place, is because when you drive by that 1 mile per hour for a mile, as you get to that three cars wrecked on the side of the road, everybody's secretly hoping to say, you know, I hope I see that severed head next to the windshield wiper.
We don't wish anybody dead, but if it's done and there, we'd like to see it.
I wonder if I'll see a leg out in the road.
No, I think you are absolutely right. And anybody who denies it, I don't think you're normal. And if it weren't the case, people wouldn't be slowing down. What else are you looking at? You want to see what happened. How bad was it?
Hey, I wanted to give you an update on this story, by the way. You asked me about these two young girls that were found dead in the Kansas City. Now, authorities are now saying that they found them outside the house. One was 2 years old and one was 7 weeks old.
Mm.
And they found them in a field outside the house.
Oh, ooh.
Not
my.
Good. Something's wrong.
Something creepy's going on there.
Yeah. Ooh, that is weird. All right, I thought of something yesterday that the internet has ruined. It actually, I think, has ruined something for people in a certain profession.
Porn?
No. Oh, no, it's been great.
Oh, it's a boom for porn.
Magic.
Yeah.
magicians. Mm-hmm. You can go, I've done this, and then I'm sorry I do it. How do they do, and then pick any trick. Pick a big, elaborate David Blaine street thing, or pick just a simple card trick. You can go on YouTube and find out how every single trick is done. It has destroyed magic.
I will never watch those videos, because I don't like figuring out how magic tricks are done. It takes all the fun out of it.
Well, when I do it, I'm mad. I'm sorry I did it, but I can't help it, because I go, how did they do that, where they flip the cards and one card sticks on the window and it's the card the woman wrote her name on? I mean, I want to know how you do that. But I think magicians have to hate the internet. They have to hate that stuff's out there.
What market does a I'm really good friends with a magician, actually. He was a guy that worked for me for a long time. What market do they have? I mean, you go on America's Got Talent, I guess, but a couple times I've seen magicians in restaurants, and they'll do, like, table magic, you know, and they'll work for tips and stuff like that. But what market does a magician even have anymore?
True.
To make money? Do you go to magic shows? When's the last time?
Vegas, a big show in Vegas.
Okay, so maybe one magician.
No, it's a handful of people.
How do they make any money?
I don't know. I guess parties, that guy that roams the room, and you know, people are at some cocktail party and go, here, pick a card.
Right.
And I guess most people don't bother to go see how it's done. I don't think most people are like me.
Yeah.
They just enjoy it and let it be. I have to go look it up.
My favorite store in Vegas is
the Magic Shop.
Yeah.
In Caesars.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
That's a great store. But they demonstrate them in the store, and they make it look so easy. Then you buy it and get it home. You can't do it.
Well, you buy it, and then they're supposed to. They won't teach you the trick. They'll take you in the back behind a curtain, and then teach you the trick.
Once you buy it. But I promise you, I've done it. I've done that, and you get home, you can't do it the same way. You look like an idiot trying to do it. It's not the same. The Veil Prophet Parade. I know that over the years we've talked about this several times, and even so, I still have no idea what the whole Veil Prophet thing is. It's some secretive thing. Do we still need that? I mean,
do we still need parades?
Well, they said,
child hater.
Yeah. Wow. I've always thought parades are stupid.
No, for kids,
really?
Love parades.
Maybe for little
and
kids.
A lot of look at the two lines up the streets. A lot of adults with no kids love parades.
Well, I know they love it. I just don't get it. Like, it's what are you doing? You're just standing there watching people walk down the street? Like,
no, they're not.
It's not called the Veil Prophet thing anymore.
But they had the Veil Prophet Parade.
Yeah, it's the Veil Prophet.
The event is no longer the VP Fair, but they still have the Veil Prophet Parade.
May I ask, and also for those as ignorant as me, what is the Veil Prophet Parade that
we're talking about? We're still not.
When was it exactly?
The Veil Prophet organization is 135 years old. It's a civic philanthropic organization founded in the 1800s to promote the city of St. Louis and enrich the quality of life for its citizens.
So they the people who put those cakes outside the significant landmarks, you know, like 150 or like 200, there was all these weird cakes all over the
city.
You're
talking about the 250th anniversary of St. Louis.
That's the one.
But I don't know if
that's not the Veil Prophet.
I don't think
it's rich people. It's a bunch of rich people.
They used to call it the VP Fair, right? Now it's just Fair St. Louis.
And within that, they have the Veil Prophet.
They raise money from people. It's like you know, any other United Way or whatever. They raise money from people, and then those people are expected to donate it to a charitable way to improve the quality of life of St. Louis. That's the whole intent.
I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know anything about it.
Did you watch the parade at all?
Who, me?
Yes.
No.
It was on Channel 4.
No, hold on. I'm not watching a parade on television. You know, that, to me, even the Macy's Day thing, maybe. But any other parade, no.
See, I tried to convince my mother yesterday at a family barbecue that if I watch church on TV, that's the same as going to church.
No, I think it is.
It's the same message.
I think it is.
It's the same message.
Absolutely.
Why do I have to be there in his presence? I can see his face right there.
You don't?
Yeah. I'm good.
I watched the parade.
But to me, a parade that... That was to me. That wasn't a parade. That was actually me. Thank you. And then the sound of the band and the, I don't know, to watch it on television, the exception would be Macy's just because of the Rose Bowl, just because it's so elaborate and extreme.
But, Frank, not everybody wants to sit on their couch and watch Netflix 19 hours a day like you do.
People
want to get out and actually see things on the street.
You could watch the parade yesterday in nice, cool air conditioning and not be down there. But Johnny Holsom from the Well Hungarian sang on the USO float. It was very nice. It was probably the best performance
Sure it was nice. I just don't enjoy being in 100-degree weather with a bunch of sweaty people. I just and then having to get out of there and get in the traffic, and I don't
know. What if
that.
You were on a float and there was like a lot of pretty girls that were like fanning you, and like you were up on a chair and you had a king and you had a throne, and
what if you were feeding you,
they were feeding you stuff in your mouth and stuff?
What if you're in 60-degree weather surrounded by sweaty people?
How does that happen?
They're just sweaty.
I'm not a crowd guy.
But you're 60
I'm just not
degrees
a crowd.
And cool.
I'm not a crowd person. That's all. Yesterday, I had a late breakfast, an 11 o'clock breakfast. This is a free plug. I'm a guy that gets paid to talk about things I like. It's unusual, but sometimes I realize that this place doesn't need my endorsement, so why not just give them a mention, because they don't need me anyway. The Blue Owl Restaurant in Kimswick, Missouri. I had a late breakfast there yesterday. I texted Dan while I was sitting there going, I'm at the Blue Owl, because you were just there a week before.
Yeah.
If you've never been there, folks, it's just one of those places that all of a sudden it's 1960 again or something. The way it looks, the way they're dressed, the way they cook the food. There's a bakery and it's a restaurant. It's a breakfast lunch place. It's just... I hope we never lose places like that. We got to hang on to places like the Blue Owl. You know who used to eat there? Paul Harris, before he passed away. He loved going there.
No, it was Paul Harvey.
Was it?
Yeah, Paul Harvey.
Oh, okay.
He lived in Kimswick for a while, I believe.
I think he did. Hey, the yard sale tomorrow, we got a new thing.
Saturday.
That's right, Saturday. And here's the new thing. You can email your item with a description, your name and phone number, and Scott and Dan will read it on the yard sale if you're unable to call on Saturday morning. Dan, give them that email address for yard sale stuff they want to sell.
firstcommunityyardsale@yahoo.com.
There you go. It's
very easy. And we had some emails last week, and it worked out great. It was tremendous. So
you can call live, or you can have them read it for you. And then the people will have your number, and they'll call you. How much time do we have? Got a little bit of time here. Those boys are still in that cave over in Thailand. 13th day today. What?
Do you know how far actually in the cave they are? How far they walked in? 2 kilometers they walked into
this
cave.
You're British people. We don't know what that is.
Well, Tim, can you pull me up a conversion thing? It's at least a mile. They're a mile inside this cave.
I think it's a little over a mile. I think 2 kilometers is like a mile and a quarter, a mile and a third. How close am I?
A mile is just about 6/10 of a... It's a little over 6/10 of a kilometer. So 1 kilometer would be 6/10 of a mile. 2 kilometers would be 1.2 miles.
What did I just say? I think it's about 1 1/3 miles.
So the so-called experts are saying that now they've...
By the way, that's a long way in. Think about it. A mile into a cave? Yeah. That's a long way.
They've done away with the scuba diving thing about them trying to scuba dive out.
They have?
Yes. Because
what are they going to do?
Well, they're either going to wait until the rainy season's over, or they're going to try and divert the water... Or drill some new passages so the water can get out, so they can get in and try and get them out.
I read a thing said they could be in there 3 months.
Yeah. Mm.
Can you imagine that?
It's crazy.
Stuck in that hole.
All right. And there's 13 of them. I'm sure you know that. France is... They love to smoke cigarettes in France. They love their cigarettes, and they're trying to put an end to that. You can't smoke inside anywhere anymore, and they're trying to shut it all down. This is a pretty good way to do it. They say that in the next year and a half, they're going to jack the price of a pack of cigarettes to $12. what's a pack now, or average pack of cigarettes here?
Six.
$12. Yeah, probably. But French, that's a thing. French. In the interview, and some of these people quote, I love to smoke. It's an enjoyable pleasure to get with my friends and we smoke. And they love it.
It's $10 a pack in the state of New York, though. I mean, it's different around the country.
Yeah, the state of New York sucks.
And every time they raise it, they think, well, this will cut it down. No, it doesn't. People, they keep smoking, and they keep finding a way to buy them. All right, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Okay, pretty sure we haven't done this one since we've been here. I hope not. It's the couple, and the husband is a commercial fisherman. That's how he makes his living, fishing, and they have twin boys. The mom gives birth to 2 twin boys. And they live on the sea. right by the ocean, and they don't know what to name. They haven't come up with names yet. And one day, the husband says to the wife, he says, I got an idea. Have you ever noticed that one of the boys, when he's lying in his crib, he always faces toward the ocean. And the other one faces away from the ocean. Always. Let's name them Toward and Away. She said, well, those are weird names, but why not? They don't have to be another Johnny or Billy or Danny. Yeah, let's go for it. Toward and Away. Because one is a baby, would lie down and face toward the ocean, and the other faced away. So Toward and Away grow up to be fine, healthy, smart young men. And they want to follow in their dad's footsteps and become fishermen and fish with their dad. So the time comes, they're 18, and their dad had always promised them, boys, when you get to be 18, I'll let you go out with me. And when he'd go out for like a month. And mom, you know, wouldn't see him for a month till he came back home. So she's crying and she's hugging him. Oh, my boys, be careful. I know you're young men now, but be careful. Do what your daddy says. Be careful out there at sea. And Toward says, don't you worry, Mama. We will. And Away says, yeah, Mama, we will. We love you. See you in a month. And off they go. And she stands and waves as the fishing boat just eventually goes completely out of sight. Month goes by. The day that her husband and her two sons, Toward and Away, are supposed to return, they don't return. 2 months. They don't return. At almost 3 months, she looks out the window one day. She can barely see because she cries every day. And through her tears, she sees, yes, it is. It's her husband. Oh, my goodness, after all this time, here comes her husband walking up to their seaside cottage. She says, oh, I thought you were dead. What in the world happened? He says, relax, relax. I'll tell you the story. She says, where are the boys? Where are Toward and Away? He goes, honey, sit down. You need to sit down. She says, oh, no. He says, just sit down. We got in a storm. And it wasn't just any storm. It was the storm of storms. And that set us back a while, and that's one of the reasons we're late. But you need to know that that's not really what happened. It's not why the boys aren't here. You'd be proud of them, honey. Those boy, could they fish. Oh, they're like their dad. You should have seen them. I'm going to tell you something. Our son, Toward, he got into some fish. This thing, he hooked this fish. Our boy, Toward, he hooked this fish, and he set that hook. He fought that fish, honey, for 5.5 hours. His hands were bloody. I was so proud of him. So proud of my boy, fishing like that. I said, Toward, let me help you. No, Daddy, I got it. He wanted to do it himself. Until that big monster fish, whatever it was, took a big tug and yanked him right off of that boat into the ocean. And I never saw Toward again. It's that. She says, my goodness, that must have been some fish. He says, yeah, you should have seen the one that got away.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Lowe's. You're easing up southbound 270 and 244 where there was an earlier incident. Slow through Hampton, westbound 64 and brake lights westbound 44 at Kings Highway, again at Shrewsbury. Pro customers at Lowe's save 5% every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. That's 5% on all purchases in-store or online. Subject to credit approval, U.S. only. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to The Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Are you self-employed or an independent contractor? With our new bank statement mortgage, we no longer need tax returns, pay stubs, or 1099s. I qualify you with the deposits into your bank account. TheBankStatementMortgage.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Before I was running routes in Division I football, I enjoyed a great high school career. Even then, the best athletes were concerned with how they fueled their bodies and workouts. It truly is what makes a difference between good and great. One Nation Nutrition wants to help you parents by helping your athlete to excel in any sport and be their best. One Nation Nutrition can help you help them and make sure what they're putting in their bodies is safe, legal, and healthy. They don't put milkshakes in race cars, and you shouldn't be fueling up on that either. Good nutrition will help prevent injuries and give them the energy they need to have the best shot at achieving their goals. One Nation Nutrition in Wentzville, O'Fallon, and St. Peter's has meal replacements, post-workout recovery drinks, and energy bars to keep your athlete on track. Get to One Nation Nutrition today.
Check out any of the 3 One Nation Nutrition locations in Wentzville, O'Fallon, or St. Peter's. And make sure to come by the big party at 1127 Wentzville Parkway, July 28th, from 11 to 3.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Serpent Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Haven't seen the beautiful patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse yet? What are you waiting for? It's a great place to hang out before, during, and after Cardinal games while enjoying some of the coldest beer in town, exclusively featuring Missouri craft brews. Right next door to the 590 The Fan Studios, we'll see you on the patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Let's see how this goes today. Remember Tuesday? Mike Evans is with us from Dallas, Texas. That's where he lives now, and he is still brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other, and they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Mondays. And you need reservations for dinner at Any Guns. Gift cards are a great idea. Any day. All year. Gift cards from Any Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans. Hey, easy now. You might have had a little too much of that Tuesday.
Man. Come on. I'm ready today. Theme this week is Needlepoint. Your choice, Drew Barrymore, Renee Zellweger, Reese... I'm joking.
My goodness.
I was about to say.
Come on now.
We never know anymore.
Yeah. The pop quiz is with Needlepoint. Who is the celebrity that does a lot of Needlepoint? I mean, a big fan and is her favorite hobby. Cher. Adele. Rihanna. Gwen Stefani.
No, you know what? Out of patriotic pride, I'm going to give Adele one. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Feel better now.
Good for you. Movie review Friday, a day early, but all of them are opening tonight. First one, Ant-Man and the Wasp. It is now my favorite Marvel comic movie.
That's what we've heard, that it was good.
The effects are fabulous, the story is great, and what I like the most, it is flat out hilarious. Stars Paul Judd.
You mean Paul Rudd? You mean Paul Rudd?
I said Paul Rudd.
No, you said Paul Judd.
Oh.
Have another drink.
Okay.
You're thinking of Ashley Rudd.
No, Winona Mudd.
Oh.
Evangeline Lilly. Huh? Bobby Cannavale. Michael Douglas. Quick! Little Franco! Bobby Cannavale, what was the best thing you saw him in on TV?
Cannavale Run.
I think his name is Bobby Cannavale, but I...
No, I think it's Cannavale, isn't it?
No, it's Cannavale. I'm pretty sure it's Italian. He's been in a couple of great things. He was in that record
producing a series that didn't make it, but should have, as a record executive. And wasn't he a, was he in Boardwalk Empire?
He was in Boardwalk Empire,
he was the evil
mother he's good.
He's really good. And Michael Douglas also is in this movie. From the huge 65-foot Ant-Man to a quarter-inch Wasp, it is absolutely terrific. In fact, I will see this one again at the theater, PG-13, 101 minutes, 3.5 stars for Ant-Man and the Wasp. Also opening everywhere today and tomorrow, according to where you are, Sorry to Bother You, a crazy avant-garde, unpredictable, satire, hilarious film. It challenges lifestyles, stereotypes, and society in general. It is a surprisingly good movie, rated R, 100 minutes, 3 stars. And finally, Whitney Houston. It's called Whitney, a great documentary on Whitney Houston, sad, but 3 stars. Showtime is showing a documentary on her called Let Me Be Me, which is also fabulous if you're a Whitney Houston fan.
Okay.
Movie news, Steven Spielberg has never been busier. He is working on Indiana Jones 5.
Oh, God.
His remake of West Side Story. His remake of Grapes of Wrath.
Holy cow.
Jurassic World 3. Ulysses S. Grant biopic.
How does somebody do all this?
George Gershwin biopic. Gremlins 3. Walter Cronkite Vietnam documentary. And the one I'm looking forward to the most, The First Man. It's the Neil Armstrong story.
I cannot imagine how somebody can do all that. But he does.
I know. Wow. I don't know. Talking about cutting yourself thin. New neighbors, LeBron James has purchased a house down the road from his very odd but good friend Justin Bieber in Brentwood area. Has also purchased a home in Rancho Mirage, California, out in the desert. Kelly Clarkson.
Does she get?
What are we saying right now?
Thumbs up. I don't know.
Not right now. Whatever.
Blimey,
he both
you
know thumb up.
Let Blimey call this one. I don't know. It's a toss up.
I'm going to give Kelly Clarkson one.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson has bought a house down the street from Kim Kardashian in Encino in the LA area, but Kelly and Kim not friends at all.
Oh, I wouldn't think so. Two completely different types.
Very
of people.
Different. Mm-hmm. Really sad news. 3 of Glenn Campbell's 8 children are suing his estate because they were left out of the will. This thing could get ugly and take years to sort out.
Oh,
it's like Peter Falk and Casey Kasem. And
pardon me, am I
so
bothering
sad.
You?
No, I didn't believe Peter Falk is joining us now. What, Peter?
Am I bothering you at all? Am I bothering you guys at all?
Wow, Peter Falk from the grave.
Wow. From the grave. I played golf with this buddy of mine yesterday. His name is Ted. He's an African-American who took a few bucks from me on the golf course. One of the funniest guys I've ever met. So after sinking a 14-foot, a 16-foot, and an 18-foot putt and taking 22 bucks from me, he said, "Black putts matter."
That's pretty funny.
It could be taken another way. Sometimes putts means your thing. Black putts.
And doesn't it in Hebrew mean that you're an idiot? Like you're a putz?
That's a schmuck, isn't it?
I got fired from a radio station one time. I got fired from ABC.
45 seconds and no more. Sorry.
Radio for saying schmuck on the radio.
Yeah, that's some.
And
some
finally,
places that's not.
Who's a needle pointer? Cher, Adele, Rihanna, Gwen Stefani.
Adele. Cher.
Half breed. Cher.
Gwen Stefani.
Oh.
I got a flip.
Do you believe in love? That was Cher.
She and Peter, Fox would get together after the show and smack each other.
You bottoming me? Am I bottoming you? That's Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They are both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Some of it's really good stuff, but nothing like these two. They're in a class of their own. You need reservations for Annie Gunn's for dinner, and gift cards are always a good idea for Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Big announcement this week from First Community Credit Union. They got a checking account I don't think anybody else can touch. It's called First Rate Checking. 3.01 APR. Now you need to go to their website, firstcommunity.com, and make sure you understand all the rules and regulations and stipulations, but this is just another reason the banks are jealous. The traditional banks with banks in their names are jealous of First Community Credit Union. There are all kinds of reasons. This is the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. Over 40 locations. Things like this First Break checking and their auto loan rates, which they're famous for. It's just flat out a great place to bank and to do all your banking. Business or commercial. For small business people, they'd love to be your banking partner. Check them out. Find out more at firstcommunity.com. Don't forget about the yard sale Saturday morning, too, 7 to 9 o'clock, because that's the exclusive sponsor. We're out of time. Whew, thank goodness we get some time off. We haven't had that since yesterday. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com.